You're standing on a crossroad. If you advance on the right, you will proceed on the northern path towards Corte Franca. While turning left, you will proceed on the path that leads to the bird watching tower. This path is very suggestive because it allows you to walk in between the pools where peat was extracted a long time ago. The trail is in ring shape, so once you get there, you should do the same track to get back to the crosswalk. Here there used to be warehouses where peat was stored before it was sold. Now, those old and abandoned buildings have been removed and the area has been reclaimed. Little ponds have been built, especially for the reproduction of amphibian species, dragonflies, and various aquatic bugs. Here, they can mate in peace, finally completing the circle of life without being threatened by fishes and other predators who live in the bigger pools. These habitats are very important for the reserve, but they heavily resent from the frequent dry periods that shape the summer. Another big threat is due to the presence of invasive Loch Ness species, most importantly, the Louisiana crawfish and the American turtle. Inside the swamp, you'll notice the typical vegetation that grows near wetlands. In the flooded part, you'll find big common reeds and the broadleaf cattail, easily recognizable. Along the edges of the pond, sharp reeds like carexes, sausages and rushes used by local artisans in the ancient times grow. In this area, during winter, it is possible to hear the singing of the siskin. And during the summer, the singing voice of the long-tailed tit.